Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Hello, aspiring and fellow freelancers. This is Connie and Belle, your hosts for the Freelancing with Faith podcast. Connie is podcasting from her bedroom in Navotas,
while Belle is podcasting from her home in Parañaque.
We are both moms and working from home for years. As you listen, make sure to grab your coffee or tea or any drink you prefer. Pay attention and take down notes. Get ready to learn how to build your online freelancing business while strengthening your faith in God.
Hello, everyone! Good afternoon, good evening, or good morning, kung kailan nyo man papanoorin ito. Welcome to our YouTube channel. So, sa 2 million viewers namin dyan. Hello!
Hi!
We are Connie and Belle in Freelancing with Faith YouTube channel and podcast. So, we are sharing some tips on how to start and scale your freelancing business with God as our boss. So ayan, meron kaming special guest for today. At ang aga-aga excited ang bunso mong anak, Sis Belle. I'm excited! Teka, isi-share ko lang. I'm excited daw.
Aaron, thank you for consistently tuning in.
Diba? Napaka-supportive. Ayan, so welcome again habang inaantay namin yung iba. Jayron, okay ba kami? Malinaw ba kami? Malinaw? So ayan, go ahead na ba tayo? Start na tayo.
ang dami nating nakapilang tanong, di ba sis? Ating special guest today.
Dami nakapilang tanong, kaya mag-i-start na agad tayo. So, sige, Sis Belle, ikaw na mag-introduce, go.
Yes, so good afternoon again, everyone. Today, we are so blessed because we have this special guest. I'll read a brief bio. So, Marge Nasino is a digital marketing strategist certified by the International Institute of Digital Marketing. He's a coach to people who want to transition to working from home or practically anywhere. He is the author of the ebook How to Work from Anywhere, di ba? He helps fellow course creators and coaches gather more leads and increase revenue through a detailed webinar strategy. Other than helping his clients online, he's also a digital marketing trainer under the Department of Information and Communications Technology. Wow, so
bongga naman.
Nating patagalin na. Without further ado, here's Mr. Marge Nasino.
Hello.
Hello, and hello everyone. Hello Belle and Connie, and thanks to and to all our viewers this afternoon.
Ayan. Welcome sa aming channel at finally natuloy na rin itong matagal
na. Oh, nga last year pa to, di ba?
One year in the making.
One year in the making.
Di na ba masyado? Half lang, the joke lang. So ayan, March, tell us your story muna bago tayo mag continue sa pinaka Q&A portion natin.
Sure, sure, sige. I'm not sure kung meron tayong, I'm sure may mga viewers tayo later on, either sa live ngayon or sa replay ng mga nurses, because I used to work as a registered nurse in the province. So, gaya nung ibang mga nurses, my dream back then was to also work abroad. So, particularly, work as a cruise ship. So, kasi ang iniisip ko is I want to travel the world for free and at the same time earn dollars. So, yun yung nasa isip ko lang. Sabi ko kailangan ko lang ng three years experience working in the hospital. So after 3 years, true enough, eksaktong meron akong cousin, sabi niya, why don't you apply as a cruise ship nurse? Sabi ko, parang yun nga yung dream ko. So right there and then, naalala ko that was, hindi ko na sabihin ko ilang years ago. Right there and then, I resigned from my work as a nurse in the province. I went to Manila, I took all the necessary trainings, yung mga kailangan. And then, doon na nag-start yung tinatawag nilang expectations versus reality. Kasi my expectation was this. Ang na-envision ko na agad is I will be traveling the world for free and at the same time earn dollars. Kaya ang taas-taas na expectation ko, tapos nandito yung reality. Kasi nung nasa Manila na ako, tapos ko na lahat ng mga trainings. That was when I waited for a month. I waited for 2 months, 3 months. Alam mo yung pupunta ka ng Facebook, mag-browse ka sa Facebook, ayaw mong ipakita sa mga colleagues mo na kung ano yung sitwasyon mo kasi wala kang work eh. Akala nila nasa abroad ka na, you're already enjoying your fortune abroad. But for me, I was jobless. So, ang ginawa ko ay sabi ko kailangan ko muna makapag kahit papaano ma-feed yung sarili ko kasi nag-stay ako noon sa sister ko kay siya. So, sabi ko kailangan kahit papaano meron muna akong income. So, nag-work ako as a call center agent for 6 months. So for 6 months, okay na, rutinary yung ginagawa, nagtitake ng calls, uwi, tapos pasok, tulog, yun lang yung routine ng buhay ko. But then, I can still vividly remember that fateful night, no? Pumasok ako dun sa office, tapos pinatawag ako ng team leader ko. Sabi niya, we need to lay off some agents and you're one of them. So that was when I was about to celebrate my birthday, kasi the following day, that was my birthday eh. Sabi ko, napakaswerte ka naman, di ba? Parang okay na eh. Rutinary na lahat yung ginagawa. Tapos wala na iba ginagawa. Tapos natanggal pa ako sa trabaho. So wala, in short, wala akong pera. I remember that particular instance wherein I went to another call center company. Pumunta ako sa isang call center company, nakapostura ako at lahat. Nandun ako 8 a.m. Isipin mo, I was already, siguro mga nasa 20 plus 26 yata. I was already 26 at that time. So don't compute my age. Nandun ako, at 8 a.m., nakita ko yung mga kasabayan ko, mga 18 years old, mga 17 years old, 19 years old, mga fresh grads. To think na sabi ko, dapat at this point, yung time na to, I would already be traveling the world, mga ganyan. Pero dun talagang sabi ko, grabe, parang bumagsak ako sa yung langit, bumagsak ako sa lupa. I was scheduled to be interviewed at 1 p.m. that day, pero hindi ko na tinapos yung interview. Doon ko sinabi sa sarili ko, yun yung lowest moment of my life. Wala akong pera. I was starting from scratch again. But that was when I told myself, I will change my life for the better. Eksakto nga, may sabi niya siya, "Oy, why don't you attend this seminar, how to work from home as a virtual assistant?" So, I attended that seminar. So, yung pag wala ka ng ibang option, you just need to make it work. Ganun yung nangyari sa akin. Well, good thing, gusto ko rin yung kung ano yung nandun sa seminar na yun. Pangalawa is, since wala na akong option, I need to make it work. So, when I attended that whole day seminar, day after that, ang ginagawa ko, I would start at 6 a.m. and would sleep at 12 midnight just for me to be able to complete everything. So I did that for 2 weeks straight. And siguro mga third week, I started looking for clients. And that was when I got my first client. Pero the following year, sabi ko, kasi my first work as a freelancer was as a VA. So for a year. Pero nga, when I started working as a VA, kumbaga parang tied ako dun sa client. Tied ako sa client na kailangan kung may message siya sa akin, sasagutin ko siya. Kung, alam mo yun, yung mga ganung bagay. So, sabi ko, I need to have a way for me to be able to control at least my time. So, nag-enroll ako nung dun sa course ng International Institute of Digital Marketing at the time, nasa Ateneo sila. So, para it's a three-month course, parang yun. So, I took that course. That was when I got certified as a social media marketing specialist. So, doon nag-start yung journey ko as a social media manager na hanggang ngayon, yung client ko back then, still my client up to now. So, for more than 5 years na yata. Tapos, hanggang sa yung sister ko kasi, dahil sa ano rin ng sister ko, dahil sa influence ng sister ko, my sister is an online course creator, mga ganyan. So, she actually influenced me to start my own course din back when to 2018. I started launching my first course. Ito nakakatawa. While doing freelancing. Kasi when I launched my course back then, it was a failure. Kasi, alam mo yun, tatlo lang yung students ko. Yung dalawa, hinila ko pa. Isa lang yung bayad. Parang ganyan. So, nawalan na ako ng gana at that time. So, na-resurrect lang last year when the pandemic hit. And, ayun. Kumbaga parang, the rest is history, sabi nga nila. So, yung ibang stories, siguro, I can inject later when you ask yung mga ibang questions para hindi masyadong mahaba ang running story. But now, what I do now is, yes, I have a course for social media market for aspiring social media managers. Tapos I also help. I'm also into webinar strategy. So I'm a webinar strategist. So basically, what I do is I design strategy for launches that has something to do with the webinars. Yung copy, Facebook ads, and all. Ganun. So that's what I do now. So yun yung background.
Galing. Intro pa lang, ang dami ng key takeaways, no, sister? Kasi gusto ko i-highlight dun yung mga na-mention ni March na, di ba, parang lagi kang presented with two options. Either you stay, and then tiisin mo kung ano yung current situation mo, or you push yourself to find another opportunity. Ang galing. So, dun pa lang, parang pwede na natin i-share sa mga nakikinig ngayon, mga aspiring freelancers out there na it doesn't have to be, parang hindi kayo tied sa isang role lang na parang pag dyan ng, yan ang current situation, yun lang, wala na kayong ibang pwedeng puntahan. So yung nakaka-inspire si March, pinush na talaga yung sarili niya, di ba? Galing.
Grabe yung birthday niya pa talaga.
Oh,
napaka-special. Unmemorable.
Kaya hindi ko makakalimutan yung time na yun na I got laid off from my work as a customer service representative nung time na yun. So,
timing naman.
Teka, bago tayo mag-push sa Q&A, mag-hello muna tayo kay Che. Hi, Che! Siyempre, thank you ulit. Nandito ka. Ayan, sige. Ano ba yung first question natin? Ayan, eh since ka naman na, medyo sabi na nating one of the pioneer ba? What is a typical day for you as a freelancer? And I'm sure hindi lang freelancer kasi may iba ka pang ginagawa aside from that. So ano yung typical day for you?
Oh, well, a typical day for me is at least ngayon, siguro mga I've been doing it for more than 2 weeks now. I wake up at around 5 a.m. So, pagkagising ko ng 5 a.m., nagkakape. Tapos, ang first thing in the morning talaga that I do now is, yun, I read the, yung scripture and all, reflection. Tapos, that's when I start yung pag-exercise. Tapos pagkatapos noon, pagtapos na lahat yung mga routines ko, yung mga morning routines ko, dun ko na tinitingnan kung may message ba yung team sa akin or sa yung sa client ko, kasi I'm working with two different types of clients. Yung isa, yun yung nabanggit ko kanina, client ko for more than 5 years now. Tapos yung isa naman, ito yung mga project basis na clients wherein I help them with their webinar strategies, mga ganun. So that's when I check emails. Tapos minsan, since nasa province kasi ako nagbakasyon. So minsan, nagbabike muna, ganyan. Tapos nagliliwaliw. Tapos, ayun. Ang difference lang siguro ng kung paano yung lifestyle ko ngayon compared to before is now I get to manage my own time kasi pwede kong sabihin lang kunyari pwede kong sabihin lang muna sa since medyo automated na yung mga ginagawa ko pwede ko lang sabihin na pwede ko lang i-set up lahat tapos babalikan na lang siya the following parang after several hours, mga ganun. So, that's a typical day for me. Ayun. Tapos matatulog sa gabi. Minsan, manonood ng Netflix. Ganyan. One more thing pala. I forgot. Before I get to do all those tasks pala, I start to feed myself first with the right information na hindi lang yung sa Bible. Yung sa related sa ginagawa ko ngayon. Like, say for example, gusto kong mas mamahasa yung ginagawa ko kasi part ng webinar strategy na ginagawa ko is yung pag-run ng ads for my clients. So, tumitingin ako ng mga bagong resources about that, kung ano yung mga updates, ganun. So, yun yung ginagawa ko, nanonood ng videos, ganyan. So, yun. So, that's a typical day for me.
Galing. Grabe, 5 a.m., tama ba? Struggling pa ako dun eh. trying pa lang.
Oh, sige. To be an early bird. Night owl talaga.
Ay, 6 a.m. naman na ako lately. O, kundi na lang. Malapit na ako sa 5 a.m. Ayan. So, hindi ko na tatanungin kung may struggle ka o hindi. Kasi alam na natin, lahat tayo may struggle during dito sa freelancing journey. So, ang next question is, what were your struggles when you were starting, and how did you overcome it?
Well, siguro ang pinaka-struggle ko at that time is yung trying to learn everything. Kasi when I, alam mo yung feeling na from being a nurse, tapos nalaman ko yung mundo ng online world, tapos gusto kong aralin lahat. Gusto kong aralin yung video editing, gusto kong aralin yung website design, gusto kong aralin lahat. So, alam mo yun, parang cluttered yung utak ko. Wala siyang focus, kumbaga. Ano bang tawag na dito? Yung you're a jack of all trades, but master of none, ganun. So, yun yung pinaka-struggle ko when I started. But everything changed when yung nag-niche down na lang ako, mga ganyan, kung ano yung focus talaga. Hindi pare-pareho eh. Kasi nag-start ako mag-focus lang sa social media, but eventually, naisip ko while serving my list, yung maliit na list ko, email list ko, na-inlove din ako sa pagsusulat ng email, so email copywriting, tapos, ayun. So, yun yung pinaka-struggle siguro na nag-start ako, yung gusto kong matutunan lahat. Alam mo yung parang gusto kong mag-enroll sa lahat ng mga courses, lahat pag may nakita ka, gusto kong mag-enroll dito kasi baka makakatulong sa akin to. Alam mo yung puro theory na lang, ganyan, puro theory na lang, hindi mo na siya na-apply kasi gusto mong aralin lahat. Ayun, so yun yung struggle ko nung nag-start.
Relate kami dyan, brother. Kasi mga seminarista rin kami. Seminarista rin.
Diba?
May sale. Diba? Yung mga Black Friday. Naku po. Yung instead na online, alam mo yung items, yung product yung pinamimili mo tayo, mga courses to eh. Mga skills. Adik lang. Ayan, teka. Pakita ko lang tong isa. Ito. Wait lang, may nag-comment eh. Ayan, watching from Parañaque City.
Hey John.
Hello, John.
The hobby. Ayan, sige. Next question is, syempre may mga times na parang nakakapagod. I'm sure na-experience mo yan kasi pag matagal na talaga tayo dito sa business na to, may times na ganun. So, how do you motivate yourself to work on your business every single day when there are days you feel like quitting?
Yeah. Well, sa akin, two things. No? Number one, ambivert kasi ako. So, I'm both introvert and extrovert. So, may time na gusto ko nakikisalamuha sa mga tao, pero may time din na gusto ko may personal space ako. So, in times like, kumbaga parang pag dumarating sa isip ko yung, parang gusto ko na mag-quit, hindi masyadong successful yung launch, yung ganyan, ganyan. Minsan, ang isang ginagawa ko sa I need to have my personal space first. Yung nakapag-isip muna ako, yung feel ko muna yung feelings ko, alam mo yung nagbumukmuk muna, mga ganyan. So that's one thing. But of course, the other thing is, pagtapos na lahat yung mga yun, pagtapos na kasi, ako, I realized kasi, I learned that one way to love yourself is to don't ignore yung mga feelings na nafe-feel, at least sa akin, I speak for myself. Kasi before, whenever I think of those things na parang nagbumukmuk ako, hindi, huwag maisipin yan kasi, hindi dapat ganyan yung ginagawa mo. You know, one thing I learned was that tayo pagka ako, at least ako, tayo pala, pag dumarating yung mga ganung moments natin, ibig sabihin pala, there's this inner child in us that's, kumbaga parang gusto nilang mapansin. Parang yung mga bata, kapag nagtatantrum sila, gusto nilang mapansin, ganun. So, ang nangyayari kasi, like sa akin before, sinusuppress ko sila, like pag meron akong mga ganung thoughts, sinasabi ko sa sarili ko, ang bad mo kasi iniisip mo yan, parang hindi mo dapat iniisip yan, ganyan. But for now, I just let myself go through that process, go through that journey na, okay, so kung hindi maganda yung pakiramdam ko ngayon, I just allow myself to feel my feelings. But of course, yun yung sinasabi nila sa fees, yung sinasabi nila sa atin before na there has to be an expire, parang meron siyang expiration date, kanya, na hindi lang puro naman mukmuk. So doon na pumapasok yung second thing para sa akin na I just need to act. I just need to, alam mo yun, kailangan ko lang igalaw muna yung paa ko. Ang una kong ginagawa is tumatayo muna ako, tapos naliligo. Pag naliligo, doon na nauusawan, doon na nagkakaroon ng ibang perspective, mga ganyan. And pag ginawa ko na yung isang bagay, kumbaga step by step siya, kailangan ko lang muna igalaw yung paa ko. Kailangan ko lang muna tumayo. Pag nakatayo na ako, kailangan ko lang muna pumunta sa banyo. Pag nasa banyo na ako, kailangan ko lang buksan yung shower. Pag nasa shower na ako, kailangan ko lang maligo para mausawan. So doon, unti-unti, doon din mas nag-make sense yung sinasabi before ni Brother Bo na kumbaga parang emotions follow your emotion, parang ganyan na sometimes you don't feel like doing it but because you decide to do it anyway, yung galaw mo, kung paano ka gumagalaw, sumasabay na rin yung emotion mo. You don't feel like doing it but because you decided to act on it, unti-unti nag-iiba yung mood mo kasi you allowed your motion to dictate your emotion and not the other way around, parang ganyan. So that for me, yun yung nag-work, at least for me. So I need to have my personal space, and after having that personal space, that's when I decide to act. Regardless of what happened, there's still something I can do, parang I can still do better, but in order for me to do that, I need to act. I need to have that decision. It all starts with a decision. Ayun. So, yun yung nag-work sa akin.
Galing. Beautiful. Actually, may naalala akong series. Regarding doon sa ginawa mo, di ba, step by step mo siyang ginagawa. Yung sa The Office, okay, fan ng The Office. Diyan, ewan ko lang panood yung The Office. Yung US na The Office, ha? Si Steve Carell. Kasi meron siyang, share ko lang kasi para mas maintindihan niyo yung sinasabi ni March. Parang meron kasing episode doon na nag-quit siya sa job niya as a manager. Kasi regional manager siya ng paper. Tapos, nung nag-quit siya, nag-create siya ng sarili niyang paper company. Tapos, nung mag-start na siya, kinabukasan, parang biglang bumagsak. Parang reality, di ba? Na, shucks, ba't ako nag-quit? Ganto-ganto. Na parang, bakit ako nag-quit? Baka hindi stable, ganito, ganyan, ganyan, alam mo, problema siya. Tapos, sinamahan kasi siya nung receptionist slash secretary niya. Kasi sabi niya, sige, gawin natin isa-isa. Ano ang una mong gustong gawin ngayon? Maligo ka muna. Yun yung sabi niya, maligo ka muna. After mo maligo, kain tayo breakfast. Ganun, talagang, or mag-workout pala, ganyan. So after niyan, tara, nahanap tayo ng, tutulong sa ating maghanap ng lead. Talagang nakalista kung bagaan ang gagawin mo. So parang ganun yung sinasabi ni Mars. Naalala ko talaga yun. Yun yung hindi ko makalimutan eh, pag wala kang gala. Kahit once, step at a time. Leng. Ayan, sige. Ayan, since freelancing with faith naman tong channel, medyo gawin tayo sa faith or spiritual side. So, how has your faith impacted your business?
Yeah. Well, ang laking impact nung faith ko sa business ko, no? Kasi especially during those times na feeling ko katapos na ng lahat, mga ganyan. What usually worked for me is to, of course, to lean on God, ganyan, kasi naniniwala ako sa power ng prayers eh. Especially when things get rough, when things get pag may mga undesirable things that happen, mga ganyan. So yung faith na yun, ito pala, I believe that I have a gift of discernment kung dun sa mga viewers natin, sa mga feasters na viewers natin, kung alam niyo yung GE, Jesus, yung Jesus Encounter, diba dun sa Jesus Encounter, meron tayong mga gifts, pag nag-attend ka ng Jesus Encounter, may mga gifts kang pwedeng, may mga gifts kang pwedeng ma-receive dun or pwedeng hingiin. So para sa akin kasi, that's the gift of discernment. So gift of discernment, ibig sabihin na pag may mga bagay na nangyayari sa akin, tapos cluttered yung isipan ko, ang ginagawa ko is to, kumbaga parang it helps kapag ka nagkakaroon ng discernment na yon. So nangyayari yung gift of yung discernment na yon, kumbaga parang nagkakaroon ako ng vision, which is being, of course, syempre being given by God, mga ganyan. Nakita ko yung vision na yon kapag kakalmado ako, kapag when I lean on to Him, mga ganyan. So kaya yung faith ko is malaki yung impact sa business ko, kasi in order for me to experience that discernment, kailangan grounded din ako sa faith ko. So yun, para sa akin, ibig sabihin grounded sa faith is I need to know my priorities. I need to know my priorities kasi it happened last year. Medyo ang nangyari is sa dami ng ginagawa, sa sobrang kabisihan, ang nangyari is there were times, there were moments wherein I would wake up in the morning, tapos alam mo yung pagising mo, laptop na agad yung kaharap mo, tapos iniisip mo, bakit kaya parang hindi masyadong okay yung araw ko, mga ganyan. So and then nane-neglect na rin yung ibang aspeto ng buhay. So for me, kaya when this year started, talagang nag-start ako, ano nga ba talaga yung priorities ko? So I started listing down my priorities, and my top priorities of course God, tapos myself, tapos family, other people, tapos yung work, parang ganyan. Kasi para sa akin kasi lahat ng mga bagay na yun, it's part of my ministry. So kaya yun, para sa akin yun yung ganun kalaki yung impact ng faith ko, kasi I need to have God as my top priority, ganun. So that's when I'm able to hear His voice, that's when I get to discern, that's when He speaks to me. So ayun, so kaya kailangan grounded parati, ganyan. As much as possible, of course, kasi there are down days wherein you just don't feel like parang may spiritual dryness, mga ganyan. But yun nga, something to do with being grounded with God.
Galing. Parang ang sarap pakinggan, no? pag mga spiritual na kwento, yung mga in-interview namin, ang sarap pakinggan, no? Parang munti ka makalimutan yung next question ko eh. Ayan, do you have any favorite Bible verse? Naman, oh, siyempre.
Oh, ang siguro ang share ko na lang na Bible verse is yung anchor verse ng theme ko for this year. So every year kasi ay meron akong theme. So yung theme ng buhay ko, yun din yung naghahanap ako ng anchor verse doon. So ang pinaka-anchor verse ko for this year is yung sa Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 to 6 na trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Ganyan. Kasi may mga, it's all about, ang pinaka-word ko kasi, word for the year ko is trust. Trust, but I need to be intentional, but at the same time, I need to trust God. So kaya yun yung favorite, yung verse ko for this year, that's Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 to 6, yung trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Kasi dumarating mga pagkakataon na Lord, kaya ko na to, Lord, alam ko na to, mga ganyan. Tapos minsan, yung lalo na pag may mga goals, tapos may mga, at least for me, no, I speak for myself, may mga kunyari, mga launches, tapos sabi ko, Lord, ito yung goal ko, ito yung gusto ko mangyari. Tapos minsan hindi ko siya na-achieve, tapos dun ko inisip, teka, parang may problema ba, may something wrong ba, mga ganyan, but it's all about trust. Kumbaga parang I need to remind myself intentionally that I need to trust God. Kung hindi ko man, there are things that I can control and things that I cannot control. So yung work na pwede kong ibigay, those are the things that I can control. But as regards results, yun yung kumbaga parang department the Lord, hindi ko na siya department. Kaya sabi ko, just trust God. Kung hindi ko man na-achieve ngayon, so baka may ibang plano si Lord, baka better yung ibibigay niya sa susunod. Ganun. So, kaya it has something to do with trust talaga na I need to remind myself intentionally every now and then about that kasi madalas nakakalimutan ko. Ayun. So that's my verse, my anchor verse, my favorite verse for this year. That's my anchor verse actually.
Love ko yun. Gagawin ko nga rin yun. Kasi di ba lagi ang uso ngayon yung word mo. Word mo for the year. Pero wala akong anchor verse. Guilty lang. Maghahanap na ako. Ganda. Ayan. So, ito. Ay, teka. For those who are here, feel free to hit thumbs up. I-like nyo, ha? At saka share nyo na rin sa inyong mga friends. Yan. Tapos, next question. So, is it important your beliefs and values should always connect with how you choose clients to work with?
Well, sa akin, definitely, no? Definitely, kasi ang hirap makipag-work kapag hindi kayo in line ng values, ng mga pinapaniwalaan, mga ganyan. For me, what works is, sa akin muna, at least sa akin, sa sarili ko, alam ko muna kung anong values ko. Kasi, pwede kasing sabihin na yes, kailangan inline yung values ko sa kung anong values ng client ko. But dumarating ka sa pagkakataon, hindi mo pala alam ano nga ba talaga ang values mo, ano nga ba talaga pinapangalagaan mo. So para sa akin, parang it starts with you knowing your values first. That way, parang mas nagiging, mas na-align kung sino yung mga clients na lumalapit sa'yo. Kasi, yun nga, naniniwala rin kasi ako sa we're talking about faith, but I think it's okay to okay lang siguro mag-share about yung sa energy. I believe in the yung energy kasi yung I think hindi naman siya kumbaga parang
against the Catholic.
Naniniwala kasi ako dun sa energy na pag eting energy ko, ito yung values na pinapangalagaan ko. Yun din yung ma-attract ko ganyan na clients. So, yun.
Oh, okay lang naman yung energy. Huwag lang sabihin na God is energy. Doon tayo.
Totoo yan.
Diba? Diba? Yun nga, totoo naman talaga yun eh. What you attract nga. Diba? It's what you get. Hmm. Parang ganyan something. So, yun. Ayan. I think meron pa ba tayong... I think yun yung last question for this first part ng session natin ngayon. So, ito na yung pagkakataon mo, March, to share your tips pagdating sa webinars. Kasi ito nga, medyo nag-struggle kami na konti kung ano yung specific na i-discuss i-share ni Marsh kasi alam niyo naman yung skill nito pang ano eh, pang mahabaan eh, from getting the leads to talagang sign up to everything sa webinar mismo. So siya na lang yung ano, so yung maliit na portion lang ang sinabi namin i-share niya para hindi naman maubos yung oras natin. Maybe i-invite na lang ulit natin si Marsh next time. So yan, so Marsh, take it away, ikaw muna. Go.
Ayan, so siguro I'm just gonna share yung mga with how I started. Ito, backtrack lang muna. Bakit nga ba ako umabot dun sa pagkakaroon ng bakit ako umabot dun sa pag-help ng mga clients in terms of webinar strategies. So, it all started last year. Last year, even before the pandemic hit, I've been thinking of iniisip ko talaga, ano ba talaga yung gusto ko maging focus other than social media, ganyan, that has something to do with results. Ibig sabihin, nakapagbigay ako ng results sa mga clients. So, at that time, hindi pa masyadong clear sa akin. And then the pandemic hit. Remember, I shared with you earlier na I launched my first course way back 2018 and it was a failure. So, simula nun, nawala na ako ng confidence to launch it again. So last year, when the pandemic hit, especially when nung nalaman ko na there were about 7.3 million Filipinos who lost their jobs. So there was this one conversation I had with my sister. So that was April yata or May of last year. Sabi niya sa akin, isang gabi, sabi niya sa akin, March, why don't you launch your course? Relaunch your course, sabi niya sa akin. Kasi dahil nga dun sa madaming tao na wala ng trabaho, madaming taong nawalan ng pangkabuhayan. And for us freelancers, kumbaga, it's a good thing that we've already started doing this way before pa. So sabi niya, why don't you launch your course? Sabi ko, wala na akong confidence. But sabi niya sa akin, hindi, subukan mo lang, subukan mo lang kasi hindi mo alam kung sino yung mga matutulungan mo. Yun yung sinabi niya. And then, so sabi ko sa kanya, okay, okay yung idea, but then, how do I, kumbaga parang sa akin, isip ko, how do I start, parang ganyan. So, she told me, why don't you just post on Facebook? Post ka lang sa Facebook, there's a need, post on your timeline. Nasa timeline ko pa yun actually, you can check my timeline. Tanungin mo lang kung may interested na matuto about how to start launching your career online. Again. So I posted something along the lines of I'm doing a free webinar about how to manage clients' social media accounts, mga ganyan. So, kumbaga parang ang nakalagay doon, would you be interested? Nung time na yun, hindi ko na siya tinignan kasi iniisip ko nga, okay, so wala naman sigurong magtsatsaga or wala naman sigurong masyadong interested. So I was surprised the following day, nakita ko ang daming comments, ang daming nagsabi, I'm interested, blah, blah. And that was a Saturday. Ini-schedule ko na agad yung sabi ng sister ko, just go ahead, schedule your webinar. Sabi ko, kailan ko siya pwedeng schedule? So I scheduled my webinar week after that. So that the following week, which is a Saturday. And that was when I gave, kasi webinar, the way webinar works is that you invite people to attend a mini workshop. So a live workshop at that, or live or recorded workshop, para sa akin yung live workshop, which is a webinar nga. And then I gave them something of value na, alam mo yun, dun pa lang sa webinar, madami na silang pwedeng makuha. Madami na silang pwedeng tips na makuha. But at the same time, no, since my intention is to help these people, at the same time, I also gave them an opportunity to journey with me kasi webinar, parang webinar is just parang an hour and a half or an parang 1 hour and 15 or 30 minutes lang. I don't have all the time. Parang I wish I could have shared everything just in that webinar, but that would mean doing them kumbaga, that would mean giving them too much information, which they may not need yet at that time. So that was when I gave them an opportunity. So I am launching this course, blah blah. So dun ko na sinabi na I'm relaunching my course, blah blah. So ang nakakatuwa doon, ito yung nakakatuwa when I first launched my webinar, my webinar, and then the course after that. From the 60 people who attended the webinar, 60 or 50, 60 people who attended the webinar, there were about 40 who signed up. 40 who signed up, 40 who paid doon. So that was the start of it all. Kumbaga parang it all started with my deep advocacy to help these people who lost their jobs. Kasi I want to help them start their online career, at least as a social media manager, mga ganyan. So it started from that. Now, after that, of course, syempre, I want to reach more people. And that was when I started doing ads, Facebook ads. Meron pa akong, I had somebody doing my ads at that time. So doon na nag-start na, kumbaga parang, it was not my intention to focus on webinars, but it was a venue for me to launch my course. And doon ko lang nalaman eventually as I was doing it, kasi sa ngayon, six batches na yung course ko na yun. As I was doing it, that was when I realized the power of webinars, kasi compared to emails, which is okay naman, no? I also do email marketing kasi, so I help clients with their emails din whenever they launch their products. Compared doon kasi, doon sa emails na, kunyari, nag-run ka ng campaign, tapos kumuha ka ng emails and all. Compared doon, sa webinar kasi, when you launch something in the webinar, especially if you give something of value, you are being positioned as, there is this thing called, yung nakikita kanila as something, kumbaga parang, hindi naman siya expert, but, kumbaga parang pinoposition mo yung sarili mo as an authority right away. Especially when you're inside a webinar, when you're sharing something na makakatulong sa kanila. So that's the start of the journey for me. Tapos that was when I started, nag-start muna akong tumulong sa email copywriting, helping my clients with that. And eventually, nag-lead siya sa pag-offer ko ng buong detailed strategy, which is running ads, kasi of course two things kasi it's either you do webinars for organic market or organic audience. Ibig sabihin, these are the people on your friends list or people who already know you, so yun yung organic na ibig sabihin hindi ka nagbabayad, and then the paid ones. So that's the start for me, and that I have been doing that for quite some time now. I am applying it dun sa mismong business ko, sa mismong course wherein I help aspiring newbies, non-techies, to work from home online. But at the same time, that's also, I get to offer that as well for me to be able to help my fellow course creators. And yun. So if there are three tips I would suggest that you start, especially if you're a freelancer, if you're somebody who wants to launch your course soon, no? start by doing your mini research first. Ibig sabihin, is there a need for it muna? So yung ginawa ko, it started when I post that on my timeline. So inassess ko lang, is there a need for it? So nung maraming nag-reply doon, that was when I confirmed that there's indeed a need for it. And that was when I launched it. So that's the start of it. Kumbaga parang, minsan you don't need to know every steps. You don't need to know all the details. You just need to start. So for me, my main intention was just to help them. Was just to give values. Just to help them get clients online or work from home. At least ma-launch man lang nila, magkaroon sila ng idea, mga ganyan. That it started from that. Yung coming from a place of help lang muna. And doon na siya nagsanga-sanga. So webinar kasi medyo webinar strategy kasi it's a medyo ano siya, medyo hindi naman sa madugo, but if you're a newbie, I would suggest it's not something na pwede kang mag-start. Hindi ko masasuggest na mag-start ka right away doon. Probably start by helping one client lang muna, or if you're offering your service as a social media manager, magayon, help one client lang muna. And then later on, if you have that desire, if you think God is calling you to help more people through your course, then you may want to consider doing that webinar. So there, it starts by you asking your target audience first if it's something that they it's something that they'd be interested to attend. So yun lang muna, may need ba muna? So do your research, and then that's when you give them something of value. So ano pa ba? Kung ko parang when you do webinars kasi, it's not about you having that revenue when you launch your course eventually at the end of the webinar. Your main goal actually, your main goal is to give something of value na hindi man sila ma-convert into paying clients. Kahit papaano, meron silang something na pwede ma-start na lumabas sila doon na pwede nilang masabi or pwede nilang magawa kung ano man yung kahit simpleng action step lang na pwede mong maibigay sa kanila. So that's the whole concept of it. And yun lang so far. I think yun lang muna yung ma-share ko kasi I don't want to overwhelm you about it, but that's the gist of it, parang ganun. So there.
Ayun. Oo nga eh. Ngayon ko na-realize na ano eh, na ang tawag dito, ang haba pala ng proseso noon. So ngayon,
alam mo na ako, pasingit ng question sis ha. Ano, Brother March, pag kunyari you have plans of launching a free webinar, I would assume na ideally free webinar yung mauuna. Yep. Would you say na required ba for someone who has plans of launching a webinar na dapat prior to that launch, medyo ano, present ka na rin online? May social media presence ka? Meron kang, alam mo yun, yung visible ka ba dapat? Or okay lang to anyone na out of the blue, magtatanong ka, magpo-post ka na you're planning to have this free webinar. Does it matter yung ano, yung pagiging visible mo?
Ako, not necessarily eh. Kasi alam mo, when I started that, sa mismong Facebook profile ko, hindi rin naman ako ganun ka-active sa Facebook at that time. So, dun ko lang siya pinost sa mismong profile ko. Ito, parang normal na status lang na nilagay ko dun na, I'm planning to do a free webinar about blah, blah, blah. Would you be interested to attend? Ganun. So, ganun lang siya kasimple. Kasi ang pinaka-intention ko naman is to, I really want to help them. I really want to help them start their career online, mga ganun. So, para sa akin, di naman kailangan na, well, of course, it helps, no? Siyempre, it helps if, kung visible ka na online kasi kahit papaano may tinatawag tayong social proof eh. I'm not sure, siguro nakatulong rin yung mga pagtatag-tag sa akin that time kasi yun yung time na sobrang na-busy rin ako with yung invitation to share online, yung mga interviews, yung pagbibigay ng talk, mga ganyan. So siguro somehow it kumbaga parang nag-add yun ng social proof for that. But yun, malalaman mo na lang if there's a need when kung nagawa mo na siya. So
take that one step muna, ask muna. Thank you for answering, bro. O, sis, yung mga questions mo.
Oo, may question nga pala ako. Coming from, ano, our dear Andrew. Ang dami nga eh. Hindi ko sure kung ano. Wait lang ha. Ito, meron ba tayong mga webinar platforms na mai-recommend mo for beginners? Ayan, to use for lead generation. Can it have social media integration and provide reports for later analysis?
What for beginners, no? What webinar platforms would you recommend for beginners to use for lead generation? Can it have social media integration? Ako, ano, Zoom. I started with Zoom. Hanggang ngayon, Zoom pa rin ginagamit ko. But there are other webinar softwares out there, like in Webinar Ninja, Webinar Jump. But base experience ko, kasi I worked with just recently. I worked with client na kumbaga parang ang attendees niya sa webinar is mga nasa 5,000 ganyan. Nag-crash yung software, so nag-shift kami ulit sa Zoom kasi wala pa akong yun yung mga madaming softwares out there, but for beginners mare-recommend ko you can start with Zoom. You can start with Zoom. Ayun, so and for lead generation naman, ayun pala yun. I'm not sure kung yun yung ibig niyang sabihin. With regard to the platform, I would suggest Zoom, start with Zoom. Tapos sa lead generation naman, lead generation depende kung if it's organic or if it's paid. Kasi sa organic, na-realize ko mas mahal ang organic sa paid.
Oh, interesting.
Mas mahal in terms of efforts, in terms of time wasted, mas mahal yung paghanap ng leads, ng organic leads, at least sa ginagawa ko. Ha. Kasi like, say for example, if you do Facebook ads and you know your numbers, pag alam mo yung numbers mo, pwede mo nang ma-identify agad kung ilan yung leads na papasok sa'yo. Whereas doon sa organic na yung iba ang ginagawa nila, When I started building my list kasi I created this mini ebook yung How to Work from Anywhere. So sa friends list ko lang din yun, pinost ko lang yun tapos download. You can download it here. So doon nag-start yung mini list ko. So yun yung organic, pero after that parang medyo na nga pa na ako ng pagkuha ng leads. Kaya nung nag-start ako doon sa webinar, I have this small list. At the same time, I have my friends list. At doon nag-start yung organic. Tapos eventually nag-paid advertising na ako, and yun yung Facebook ads nga. So ayun siya. So know your numbers, it's important to know your numbers din. Minsan mas mahal pa ang organic sa paid kasi ayun.
May follow-up question ako. Sabi mo ano, know your numbers. Meron bang minimum number para sabihin na ready na ako for ano, FB ads ganyan. Number in pagdating sa leads, tsaka budget-wise din. Ganyan.
Well, siguro sa akin, it starts with right positioning muna of your product. Kasi even if you have the budget, even if you have the right intention, kapag hindi masyadong na-position ng tama yung product, you're just wasting money. Anong ibig sabihin doon? Like, say for example, Meron ka namang budget, di ba? Meron ka namang budget, like 50,000 budget, tapos you're doing ads. Kung hindi mo pa na-position ng tama yung offer mo, hindi masyadong, lalo na pag hindi nakikita, in such a way na it's a need for them, ganun. Ang mangyayari, pag mag-run ka na ng ads mo, like say for example, free webinar, blah, 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 Pag hindi nila nakita yung value, then ang mangyayari, magsasayang ka lang ng pera. Gagastos ka lang ng pera, walang pumapasok ng lead sa'yo kasi hindi nakita nila yung value. Hindi nila nakita yung value. So for me, it starts with right positioning first of your product. Right positioning of your product. And that happens when you do your research. You see, this is something I learned when I started doing copywriting. Kasi market research is common knowledge but not common practice. So, and it applies not just in copywriting, but kung nasa social media ka rin, kung anong ginagawa mo. Di ba parang sa atin, when we look for clients, it's important that we, when we do our market research about them as well. So ganun din sa dito, parang it starts with doing your research. Yung research na sinasabi ko, it doesn't need to be yung research na talagang research talaga, but meron ding mga ganun. Yung ginawa ko na just asking my list or yung friends list ko if there's indeed a need for it. That's a form of research. Ganun. So that's already, in a way, that's a form of research. So ayun. Para sa akin, before you do yung mga ganung bagay, you need to have that research first, see to it that there's a need for it, and you're able to position your offer well. Ang isang example ko dito is ano? Ang isang example ko dito is yung Through Night and Day na napanood niyo yun yung movie last year. Di ba? Yung movie last year na biglang nag-hit nung pandemic. Biglang naging hit nung pandemic kasi nung pinapanood ko siya, nung lumabas siya sa Netflix, first time ulit after nung Three Idiots, kasi yung first na tumatak sa akin ng movies, yung Three Idiots. Pangalawa is yung Through Night and Day. Naalala ko parang 3 a.m. na ako natapos panoorin yung Through Night and Day. Tapos iyak lang ako ng iyak kasi sobrang ganda. Ganyan. Tapos ang una kong ginawa is pumunta ako sa YouTube kasi bakit hindi ko nalaman, 2018 pa pala to, bakit hindi ko nalaman yung Through Night and Day na to, ganyan. So, pumunta ako sa YouTube, tinignan ko, yun din yung mga comments sila, bakit ngayon ko lang nalaman yung Through Night and Day, ang ganda pala, ganyan. Tapos, merong isang on point na comment doon, ang sabi niya, siguro hindi masyadong, sayang ang ganda ng movie, siguro hindi masyadong na-promote. Hindi masyadong na-promote. And para sa akin, that also goes the same way if you have a product. When we say hindi masyadong na-promote, baka hindi masyadong na-position in such a way na nakita nila yung value, na nakita nila kung nakailangan pala nila, it's a need for them. Kasi people buy based on their emotions, tapos ina-justify na lang nila sa logic eh. So, yung emotion na yun, kailangan matrigger yung mga emotion nila, kapag na-position mo nung tama, na-position mo na nakikita nilang there's a need for it. I need to have this course or I need to have this product, mga ganyan. So, para sa akin, it starts from there. By doing your research or your target audience first and yun. Do your market research, know your target audience, tapos right positioning in such a way na makita nila na kailangan nila yon, yung product na yon, ganun. So,
yun, ganda. Ganda, thank you, bro. Mukhang nawala si Siscons. Hintayin natin siyang bumalik. Pero anyway, yung tingin kasi na-mention mo something about doing your own market research muna, would you say na prior to, kasi medyo technical na tong ano na to, yung tatanong ko, prior to launching paid ads, prior to doing paid Facebook ads, mas maganda pa talaga na laging may step na i-check mo muna yung validity ng product na ino-offer mo through an organic post na muna? Or would you rather na, sige na, diretso muna mag-Facebook ads ka, tingnan muna doon na mag-start yung market research?
Well, it helps kasi. It helps if you start with organic first, but not necessarily naman. It doesn't necessarily work that way all the time, at least for me, no? May mga pagkakataon din na especially if you're able. Kaya yung sa organic, doon mo kasi matetest if kung fit ba yung course sa kanila, kung if it's something that they need, mga ganyan. Unless yung product mo is already positioned in a way na talagang ito talaga yung need nila, makita nila na need nila, then para sa akin okay lang if you, especially pag iniisip mo na you want to reach a bigger audience, ganyan. So okay lang din mag-start with ads. So for as long as you're able to position it well, yung offer mo muna, ganun. So at least
thank
for me.
You. Thank you. Salamat sa answer. Oo nga, ang galing. Ako nang di talaga nakabalik si Siscons. Anyway, for those who are watching this on replay, guys, please don't hesitate to leave comments and we'll make sure na kukulitin namin si March to answer those questions, okay? And then, hindi pa mabalik si Scones. Brother March, mag-move tayo to the next part ng natin, ng interview natin, which is a fast Q&A. Yun ang tawag namin si Scones dito. Ready ka ba, bro?
Sure, sige.
Sige. Katwaan lang. Ay, lang to, parang either or na question. Hindi naman siya masyadong mahirap. Okay, ready when you're ready. So first question, dog or cat?
Dog.
Diet or exercise?
Exercise.
Nice. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Texting or talking?
Talking. Auditory kasi ako.
Same. Invisibility or super strength?
Super strength.
Yeah. Beach or mountain?
Beach.
Read or write?
Write.
Eto. White hair or no hair?
Well, white hair siguro kasi may mga white hairs naman ako. Hindi ko kasi bagay ang no hair.
Eto, e-book, hard copy, or audiobook?
Audiobook.
Early bird or night owl?
Early bird.
Ask permission or beg for forgiveness?
Beg for forgiveness. Ask permission, sorry.
Nagdalawang isip ka. Ito, hindi to either or question eh. What's your dream when you were a child?
Paisip ako dyan eh. Well, ang pumasok sa isip ko nung bata ako is I want to have my own family, ganyan, na, yun, parang yun yung unang pumasok sa isip ko.
Ang ganda. Ano ba yan? Close to reality na ba yan, bro? Becoming a
yes.
Reality. Yes.
claiming.
Yes. Ito. What's something you could eat or drink for a week straight? Hindi daw pwede water sa karaysa.
Eat or drink?
Yes.
Ano ba? Well, siguro apple.
Healthy. Mm. Last but not the least, if you could ask God one question, what would it be?
Lord, how can I trust you more?
Oh, beautiful. Parang question naman natin lahat niyan, bro. Thank you. So that concludes the fast Q&A round. Thank you for being game, brother. And yan, to close this interview, if there's one last piece of advice you could give our aspiring freelancers, what would it be?
Ayun, sa akin, it's really important that you have a bias for action. Ito, I get this all the time, no? Yung parating sinasabi na, okay, so I want to start, but I don't have the confidence. I already started doing yung mga necessary steps that I need to do, but then I don't have the confidence to help my clients na baka hindi ko ma-deliver, hindi ako makapag-deliver. So para sa akin, it always starts with that simple step. Yung parating natin sinasabi na just come from a place of help, na just have that intention to help, kasi it changes your perspective eh. Whereas kapag you're just thinking na, okay, wala pa akong confidence, baka hindi ako mapag-deliver. hindi kasi nangyayari na overnight, pagising mo sa umaga, nagkakaroon ka na agad ng confidence. You need to work hard for it. You actually need to act. So that's the keyword, just be intentional. And things don't have to be perfect. Kasi you just need to know the first step. You just need to know the first step and you just need to take that first step kasi mag-unfold siya eventually as you go through your journey. So things don't have to be perfect. You just need to take that first step. And when you're able to take that first step, make sure to sustain that momentum kasi yung momentum yung nakakapagpatuloy sa'yo kung ano yung ginagawa mo. But definitely, ang gusto ko lang naman sabihin, have a bias for action. Don't overthink things kasi yun yung nagiging nakaparalyze sa atin minsan. So, based from experience. And by the way, this is also a reminder for me, not just for you, kasi minsan nakakalimutan ko. So, it's a reminder for me as well. Yes. Yun lang.
Thank you for sharing, bro. Tagang take the first step, brothers and sisters, and don't overthink. Dahil pag pumasok na yung analysis paralysis, patay na tayo dyan. Okay, thank you so much, brother. And then syempre yung mga makikinig dito either itong during live and on replay, I'm sure people would be interested to reach out to you. Where could they connect? Paano ka nila ma-reach, bro? Saka may mga latest offerings ka ba that you want to share with our viewers?
Ayun, I have a Facebook page. It's March Nasino. So just search that on Facebook. Tapos, I also have a YouTube channel na hindi ko na masyadong in-update since last year. So that's March Nasino din, March Nasino TV. Ayun, so I would love to connect with you. Feel free to send your message.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So that ends our session for today. And so, Sis Cons, sorry, hindi na talaga siya nakabalik. And thank you again, everyone, for watching. And please don't hesitate to leave comments for those who are who will be watching this on replay. Thank you again, everyone. Thank you, Brother March, for spending time
thank
with
you,
us today.
Bella,
thank
Connie.
You. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast with Connie and Mel. Did you enjoy this podcast? If so, we hope you will share our show with your friends and family. Check out Bell's website at socialbellph.com and Connie's website at conniesabala.com to get to know us. Make sure to listen to our next episode and we look forward to sharing more freelancing tips and stories with you.